Hello, dear listeners, James here. On the eve of Christmas Eve, although it's not actually long before midnight, I was listening to the radio earlier in the car and Johnny Walker's Sound of the 70s was on. And just before they played my favourite Christmas song of all time, they included an interview with Greg Lake, who wrote it, and he gave a description of why it was written. And it's really so great to have an insight into how a song is made and the inspiration behind it. So I thought I'd share it with you as a kind of festive offering. And with that, I shall wish you a very happy Christmas, no matter how you're spending it. I hope you're able to be with friends and family, and that the laughter rings until New Year. Have a good one, and speak to you soon.
When I grew up as a kid, Christmas was always about peace on earth, goodwill to all men. There was that honest feeling of bury the hatchet, be nice, be kind. And as I got older, it became more of a marketing exercise. You know, sell, sell, buy, buy, presents, presents, presents. And I lamented the loss of this Dickensian warmth of Christmas. And so P and I decided to write a song about that, the loss of a real Christmas. And I think it might have been Pete who came up with the line, "I believe in Father Christmas." It might be me, but it was talking about my childhood, really, the beauty of a child's Christmas and having lost it in a way. It was going to be an album track. There's no thought of it being a single at all. It was done with a symphony orchestra and a choir, and it was a big production, everything. We were then in America, and I got a call from Atlantic Records here in England, and they said, "Oh, you know, we think you should put this out as a single." I said, no, you can't be joking. And they said, "No, people like it. The people really like the song." So I said, "Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're the record company. Do what you will." And sure enough, up it went the charts. It was really only prevented from being number one by Queen's remarkable record, Bohemian Rhapsody, which was one of those records that comes along once in a generation, and it just had to come along when I had my Christmas song. But I didn't mind because it was such a great song. So there were two great songs at number one and number two.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire.